I think it's most appropriate that at this time, we take a bit of time to pray.
我觉得很适当的，现在花点时间来祷告。
Let's truly draw near to God and to intercede for those who are in need.
我们来亲近上帝吧，为那些所需的人祷告吧。
Let's pray for Maureen's family, Uncle Albert, Michelle, and Bobby.
让我们为 Maureen 的家人们 Albert, Michelle, 还有 Bobby 祷告吧。
And let's also pray for Shui's uncle and his family in this time of need.
也在这个有需的时候为 Shui 的叔叔祷告。
Well, let's go to our gracious God in prayer.
让我们向慈悲的上帝祷告吧。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父啊。
This evening we humbly come before you.
今天傍晚，我们谦卑地来到您的跟前。
We thank you that you are a God of great mercies and grace.
我们感谢您，您是位慈恩慈悲的上帝。
And we pray this evening that your grace will be upon Uncle Albert, Michelle, and Bobby as they go through this time of grief.
今天傍晚，我们求您的慈恩特别地加在。Albert, Michelle, 还有 Bobby, 这个时刻。
We pray, dear Lord, that you will comfort them with your word.
我们祈求这一刻，您引你的话安慰他们吧。
And we pray that in the days ahead, we can minister to them in a very special way.
我们也祷告，希望往后我们能够继续的帮助他们。
Grant them journey mercies as they make their way to Singapore.
当他们启程到新加坡的时候，您赐给他们路上平安。
We also pray for Shui's uncle.
我们也为 Shui 的叔叔而祷告。
That Lord, you will be with him in a very special way too. We pray that your mercies will be upon him and grace as he recovers.
也求您特别与他们与他同在，当他复原的时候，您的慈恩怜悯加给他吧。
Strengthen his family as they go through this time.
也当他们经历这个时候，你强化他的家人吧。
And we ask, Lord, for your grace and your mercies.
我们求您赐给我们你的慈恩怜悯。
And we ask, dear Father, that you will bless us as we take a bit of time to study your word.
父，也当我们学您的话语的时候，您赐福我们吧。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
This month we.Begin a new series of messages on this very special word called chosen.
这个月份啊，我们开始一个新的主题了，特别的字眼是筛选。
You know, it's a very special thing when we are considered chosen.
如果我们被选上是一件特别的事。
In the Bible, God calls us.A chosen people, a chosen generation.
在圣经里，上帝告诉我们，我们是他所拣选的子民。
He calls us and chooses us.
他招了我们，也拣选了我们。
In the New Testament, when we read in Matthew 20, verse 16,
在新约二十章第十六节里。
These were the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, For many are called, but few are chosen.
这是主耶稣基督所亲口说的话，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
How do we understand this verse?
我们如何的来明白这段经文呢？
You know, very often we tend to think that these are separate ideas.
很多时候我们把他们分开为不同的想法。
That there is a calling, and then we have to be chosen.
有一个呼召，也要被拣选。
But originally in the Old Testament, when God chose the people of Israel, it was together.
不过原先呢，在旧约的时候，上帝选以色列人的时候是一起选上的。
Being chosen also means that we are being called.
被拣选也代表受召的意思。
Now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7 to understand this.
让我们翻到《生命记》第七章吧。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7, we read in verse 6.
在生命记第七章第六节里，我们读到。
And this is what we read in verse 6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
第六节这样的说道，因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华你神从地上的方民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多以别民。
Now this is the original concept of what it meant to be chosen.
这就是原来拣选的意思了。
See, the Lord God had chosen the people of Israel to be a people for himself.
上帝特别的选了以色列人成为他自己的子民。
They were special to him. They were a treasure to him.
他们对他来说是特别的，是他所专爱的。
They were meant to be a holy people to the Lord.
他们本来对上帝应该是一个圣洁的民。
God wanted to have a very special relationship with him.
上帝要跟他一个特别的关系的。
You know, this morning, Pastor spoke about this at a morning worship service.
今天早上，牧师在早晨崇拜里谈到这点。
And I was very encouraged by what he said.
我听到他所说的，备受鼓励。
He said, we are called by God, we are chosen by God to love him.
我们被召，被拣选来爱上帝的。
You know, it's wonderful. God chose us to love him.
多么好，是上帝选我们来爱他的。
That is very special.
这是特别的。
Some years ago, Alex Tan came to me one day and said to me,
几年前 ，Alex Tan 来到我面前，这样的说。
He said, "I want you to be the godfather to my children."
我希望你能够当我的孩子的干爹。
Okay. And when Ashley was born,
当 Ashley 出世的时候
he told me, and I went down to the hospital.
他告诉了我，我到了医院去了。
And I carried her in my arms.
我当时把她抱在手里。
And in my heart, I told myself that I'm going to love her for the rest of my life.
当时我心里对自己说，我要永远的来爱她。
And it's been many years.
已经过了好几年了。
Now she is in primary five.
她现在是小学五年级了。
And every year I continue to love her.
我每年都爱她。
And it's a real privilege.
这是我的荣幸的。
You know, can you imagine if God were to call us and chose us to love him? How wonderful that is.
你想啊，上帝呼召我们来爱他，多么的好。
You know, God set his love upon us.
上帝把他的爱加在我们的身上的。
Not because we were great.
不是我们伟大的。
It's just because God is a God of love, and he specially chose us.
只是因为他是一位充满爱的神。
The Lord God had regarded the people of Israel as chosen from the beginning.
在起初的时候，上帝把以色列人选出来的。
So originally called and chosen to be called also meant to be chosen.
原先的意思，被呼召也等于被拣选。
Chosen also meant to be called.
拣选也代表受召。
You know, for God, there was no need to state it.
上帝不用说出来的。
Once you're chosen, wow, that is a very special thing. They were meant to respond in a certain way.
你一旦被拣选是一件特别的事，他们要应该回应的。
If we are chosen by God to be his people, we would respond by doing everything we can to be what God wants us to be.
如果我们受召为上帝的子民，我们应该尽我们的能力回应他的。
You know, when we are chosen to do something, wow, when I was in school, you know, I will do everything to be the best that I can be.
当我在学校里被选上的时候，我尽我所能力全力以赴。
You know, Israel was meant to be this chosen people, to serve God and to be God's people, and to serve Him with great joy.
以色列人本来应该是上帝的子民，侍奉他的。
However, this original concept was lost along the way.
不过这个原先的概念在过程中流失了。
The people of Israel lost this concept as time went by.
许多时间的过去，以色列人失去了这个概念。
The people of Israel rebelled against God again and again.
以色列人啊，一次又一次的叛逆的。
They failed to be God's chosen people.
他们失败了，没有变为上帝的子民。
They rejected Him.
他们拒绝了上帝。
They disobeyed Him and they followed the dictates of their own heart.
他们也不听上帝的话，听自己的话。
So this original concept was lost along the way.
这个原先的概念在过程中失去了。
They have forgotten this concept of being chosen of God.
他们把这个受召而忘记了。
And when we come to the New Testament during the times of Jesus,
当我们来到新约耶稣的那个时期的时候
，Jesus was telling the people, the disciples, of the need to regain the concept of being chosen.
耶稣告诉门徒们，应该重新的体会这个受召的概念。
And there was a need to also make some refinements along the way.
而且要过程中不断的更新。
You know, he wanted the people to really understand what it meant.To be chosen.
他要众人们明白到底被拣选是什么意思。
But this time, it was a slightly different thing.
不过这次有点不同了。
This time, he was sent out an invitation first.
不过这次他是先发了一个邀请。
Many are called.
很多人受召了。
But few are chosen.
选上的人少。
So by the Lord's example, he would call many. He would invite many to follow him.
所以上帝会召很多人来追随他。
He called the disciples to be fishers of men.
他召门徒们为渔人。
He called sinners to repentance.
他也邀请那些罪恶的人得救。
He called people to follow the way of righteousness.
他要人们走那个义路的。
You know, wherever he went, he sent out invitations.
不管他去任何地方，他都发这个邀请。
You know, for Ben, he sent out many invitations for his wedding.
Ben 在他的婚礼的时候发出很多邀请呢。
And many people came.
很多人来了。
Including me.
包括我。
And it was a joy celebrating with him on his wedding day, together with Shu Yi.
在他结婚的那天，能够跟淑仪还有一起。
Here was the Lord sending out invitation. Many are called.
这里上帝邀请了很多人受召。
But whether we would respond in the right way will determine whether we are chosen.
不过我们没有正确的回应，就影响我们被拣选了嘛。
You know, there was this rich young ruler who came to Jesus.
曾经有这个年轻的那个。君王来到耶稣面前。
And Jesus gave him a call to follow him, to leave everything behind and to follow him.
耶稣给他这样的一个邀请，要他放弃一切，跟随他。
But he couldn't.
不过他办不到。
He couldn't leave his riches behind because he loved his riches more than God.
他无法离开他的财富，因为他爱他的财富比爱上帝多。
And so the Lord Jesus called the disciples as well.
主耶稣也呼召了门徒们。
And the disciples responded.
门徒们回应了。
They left their all and followed Jesus.
他们离开了他们的所有的一切，追随他。
And they were part of what we call the chosen.
他们就成为被召的这群。
Now in Matthew, let's turn to Matthew 20 now.
那我们翻到马太福音二十章吧。
And in Matthew 20, the Lord Jesus told a parable.
主耶稣基督说了这个故事。
And he was going to illustrate this.
他这样的比喻了。
He told a parable, a story about how there were laborers waiting to be called to labor in the vineyard.
他说的这个比喻啊，有些工人等待着受召。
And so this landowner went out and he called a group of laborers to work in his vineyard.
这个地主他就去聘请这些工人来他的园地工作。
When I was young, before I went to the Air Force, I was working for a short while in a gardening firm.
我年轻的时候，还没有加入空军的时候，曾经在一个园林店里工作。
Can you imagine me being a gardener?
你能否想象我曾经是一位园丁吗？
So in the morning, the owner would bring me along to go and find laborers.
早上的时候，那个雇主啊，会带我一起去找工人。
So we would go to a particular place.
我们会去一个特别的地方。
And then there would be this group of laborers. They most probably they were from Malaysia, and they wanted to find job in Singapore. During that time, they still allowed this.
那个地方有一群人呢，我想是马来西亚的来的，他们正在找工作。
And he would go and he would look at all the different types of people there.
他去了那里。看那里所有的人。
So he chose.
他就选了。
First person he chose was a fat person.
他选的第一个是一个胖子。
He said, this one, I need one to be very strong. Today, a lot of things to carry.
他说今天要搬很多东西，需要一个也强壮的。
Then he chose one thin one.
也选了一个瘦的。
One fat one, one thin one.
一个胖的，一个瘦的。
And so they started work.
他们开始工作了。
I was the supervisor.
我
I was there to supervise.
我当时是管工啦。
Make sure they do the work.
我确保他们工作。
Wow, the fat one very hardworking.
那个胖子啊，很勤劳的。
Wow, he carried and carried all the things that was needed to carry.
他搬了所有都需要搬的东西。
But the thin one, he likes to talk. He likes to talk and talk, never do work, just talk and talk.
不过那个瘦的爱讲话，不做工了。
So when I was reading this passage, this reminded me of my experience in this gardening firm.
当我读这段经文的，就回想起我在园林店工作的。
So the landowner went out and he called the laborers at different times of the day.
这个雇主就在不同的时候到外去。
You know, no landowner would do that.
没有地主会这样做的。
You start in the morning, you pay them one, you know, a day's salary. You want him to work throughout the day.
当然，你雇佣工人，你是希望他干一天的活，对吗？
You don't go at about 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, and then you say, okay, come and work for me. And I will still pay you.The same amount.
你不会等到十点或十二点才请一个工人做半天的工作。
You don't wait until 3 p.m. or even 4 p.m. and say, "Come work for me. I will still pay you the full amount of the day."
你不会等到三点或四点钟去聘请工人，然后给他一天的薪水。
But you see, this landowner did that.
不过这个地主这样做了。
He went out at different times of the day, and he chose.He called these people, these laborers to serve in the field.
这个家主他一天不同的时辰去外面招募工人。
And everyone at the end of the day received the same wages.
每个人啊，日落的时候都领取同样的薪水。
Of course, there was one group that was angry.
当然有一群人就不满意了。
It was the first.Group of laborers he called.
那就是地主被聘请的人。
They were angry.
他们生气了。
How come like that?
怎么这样？
I worked the whole day, You give me this amount, this person only work 1 hour, you still give the same amount.
怎么这样？我工作一天，你给我这样 的薪水，他做一个小时也领同样的薪水。
Okay, but those who work later, they were thankful and they were happy.
不过那些迟来工作的心里就感激了。
What was the point of this story?
到底这个比喻是什么意思？
You see, there were those who did not appreciate being chosen.
你看，有些人啊，他们并没有珍惜被招。
They grumble and complain.
他们发牢骚埋怨的。
They did not enjoy the privilege of being called to serve.
他们没有享受那个受召侍奉的荣幸。
They were more focused on themselves.
他们专注自己身上。
They were called first.
他们最先被受召。
But they did not enjoy the privilege of serving.
不过却没有享受应召侍奉。
And yet there was another group.
不过却有另外一组人。
Another group that was thankful to God.
他们对上帝心里
感激。Thankful to the landowner.
对家族感激。
You know, they appreciated what it meant to be chosen.
他们珍惜到被受召。
Who were these people?
到底他们是哪些人？
These are the people who have a special relationship with God.
这些人啊，跟上帝有特别的关系。
They appreciate what it meant to just be called to serve.
他们被受召侍奉，心里很珍惜的。
You know, they give thanks. There are people who give thanks to the Lord for this opportunity.
这些人啊，为这个机会感谢上帝的。
You know, there's this provision store near our church.
你知道我们的教堂附近这个杂货店吗？
And there is an Indian man.Who is looking after the store?
有这个印度人，他照顾这间店。
He works for 2 weeks and has 1 day off.
他每做两个星期的工啊，有一天呢休息日。
So every month he has only 2 days off.
所以每个月啊，他只有两天的休息。
But every time I go and buy something from the provision store,
不过每次我去杂货店买东西的时候
，He's very happy.
他都很开心的。
He say, "Hello, uncle."
我说
How are you?
我问他好吗？
And then he will have his Indian music playing.
有这个印度的那个，他播放印度的音乐。
Then I ask him, why are you so happy?
我问他为什么你心里这样开心？
He say, I'm very happy because I have a job.
他说他开心因为他有工作。
And they pay me well here.
他们给我薪水不错。
Bank in India.
在印度。
I have a job.
我有工作
but they pay me very little.
不过他们给我的薪水很少。
He says he gets up, he opens up the place at 6 o'clock in the morning.
他说他早上六点钟就开店了。
Sometimes he closes the shop at 11 o'clock.
有时候晚上十一点才关门。
Every time I see him, there's a smile on his face.
每次见到他，他都脸上有笑容。
You know, wow, I was very encouraged by his example.
他的榜样给我心里很多鼓励的。
You know, when we serve God,
当我们侍奉上帝，
when we have this opportunity to serve the Lord,
当我们有这个机会侍奉他，
when God calls us to serve Him,
上帝召我们侍奉他的时候，
what is our response?
我们的回应是什么？
You know, we can serve,
我们可以侍奉，
but we can grumble, we can complain,
不过我们可以发牢骚埋怨，
or we can be part of the chosen.
或我们选择成为
where we prove ourselves to be faithful to the Lord and we continue to serve to the end.
我们证明我们对上帝 的信心，继续的侍奉。
You know, Judas was invited. Judas was called to serve.
你知道独大他也受召被侍奉的吗？
He was with Jesus 3 years.
他跟耶稣3年在一起。
And yet, he betrayed Jesus.
不过他还是背叛了耶稣。
He was not part of the chosen.
他并不是被拣选的。
When we look at the disciples,
当我们看到门徒的时候，
they served him.
他们侍奉他。
They did it with joy. When we look at the book of Acts, there was a great sense of joy even as they served.
我们在使徒行传里看到他们都很乐意的侍奉。
In verse 16, we read, So the last will be first, and the first last.
在十六节里说到，那在后的将要在前，在前的 将要在后了。
Judas was one of the first disciples of the Lord Jesus.
犹大是耶稣最先的一个门徒。
He walked with the Lord Jesus, and yet he was not faithful to the Lord.
他跟耶稣基督同行，不过却没有信心。
On the other hand, we see the disciples of the Lord Jesus. They were faithful to the Lord.
不过我们看到耶稣的门徒们都很诚心。
The first can be last.
最前的可以变为后。
And the last can be first.
在后的可以在前。
Who are the last?
到底谁在后面？
Any one of us who can serve the Lord and we are faithful to Him.It doesn't matter in what area we are called to serve, as long as we are faithful, we can serve Him.
不管我们受召在任何地方侍奉他，我们可以来这样的侍奉他。
You know, it doesn't matter where, from what background we come from.
也我们的背景也是无所谓的。
We can be poor, we may not be well off.
我们可能是贫穷的，没钱的。
Like Peter.
就好像彼得一样。
And yet, we can be first spiritually.
不过在属灵里，我们可以排第一的。
We can serve faithfully.
我们可以诚心的侍奉。
You know, I'm always very happy to see the handyman club, the uncles coming to help out in the church.
每次啊，我都很开心看到叔叔们来教堂修理。
You know, it's always a joy to see Mr. Ho, Mr. Tan. You know.Recently, they came and fixed up the doors in the toilet.
每次都很开心见到 Mr. Ho, Mr. Tan, 他们最近来把教堂的那个门修好了。
And as I was walking past them,
当我走过他们身边的时候，
they were discussing how to do this and to do that. And there was such joy and you know, they were having a good time. And then they laughed, ha, 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 along the way. And you know, there was such, so much joy even as they served.
他们就在讨论怎样的修这个门啊，哇，还有不断的那个笑声。
You know, they are my example about how to serve the Lord.
他们就是如何侍奉上帝。
You know, our part is to be faithful in the Lord's work. My part as a servant of God is to work harder and to serve Him as best as I can.
我是上帝的仆人，我要尽力而为，侍奉他。
You know, I want to develop a close relationship with the Lord.
我要跟上帝建立一个亲密的关系。
I want to appreciate this privilege of being called to be chosen to serve Him.
我要珍惜这个能够侍奉他的荣幸。
You know, I want to learn to give thanks at all times for this privilege to serve.
我要为这个荣幸不时刻的感恩。
I want to respond to this call that the Lord Jesus gives to all of us.
这个耶稣召我们的时候，我们要回应。
And I want to respond.By being one of the chosen.
我要回应成为受召其中一个。
To be faithful to the very end with a tremendous sense of joy.
直到永远心里喜乐的，诚心的。
May we be able to answer the call to serve.
愿我们能够答应这个呼召。
But also to be faithful to be part of the chosen.
也要诚心的成为受召的一位。
Well, may our hearts be encouraged to be part of the chosen.
希望我们的心都能够受到的鼓励。
I'll hand this time over to Pastor.
现在把时间交给牧师。